for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Bill Gates of hell. Buying up farmland in the United States of America is now growing potatoes. And he's going to grow potatoes for McDonald's food chain. I just thought you might want to know that. So the potatoes you're going to eventually eat at McDonald's, their French fries, will be grown by Bill Gates. That's one thing I wanted to begin with. We're going to talk about the coming military draft for the young people and the middle-aged people and probably up to around 48 to 52-year-old people in the United States of America for the coming wars that America is going to be involved in the Pacific, in Europe, the Middle East, elsewhere. We'll talk about that. Christ said in Luke 25, chapter 25, that in the years before he comes, before his return, when he comes on horseback to Armageddon with his armies to destroy the Antichrist forces, and the armies who gather to destroy Israel. He said that there would be a time of perplexities, a time when there would be no solutions, no answers. We're in that time. And I say that the only solutions that mankind is going to need, the solutions and the answers will come through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that has the answers for every human being, for every individual, for families, for nations. The Lord Jesus, the Son of the Living God, is the individual who is a counselor. That is one of his names. His title is Counselor. He is the one who mankind should go to and ask for counseling, because he will direct every individual in their own personal hardships. We all have hardships. In Ecclesiastes 9:11, there's a verse, part D. It says that being at the right place at the right time, or being at the wrong place at the wrong time. With Christ, even if you're at the wrong place at the wrong time, he's there to help, to assist you, to counsel you, to direct you, to give you hope. When everything is falling down around you, he is a counselor. He will counsel you in the best decisions that you're going to have to make on all things. For the American people, as with the other nations, the Christian people in the other nations whose children are going to war, these Christian parents and grandparents are praying. They're praying for these grandchildren or for their children. Prayer is what is vital during time of war. During the Civil War in this country, Christians in the North, Christians in the South, shooting at each other. A war, yes, a civil war, but it was really a Christian war also. Christian people, brothers, one brother fighting on behalf of the North, the other brother fighting on behalf of the South. This is the worst kind of war, when you have brothers fighting against each other. And the parents, all they can do is pray that both of the children come out alive. When there's war, this is when there's more prayer in any area of the world where there is war. More prayer ascends out of that area than the other nations where the nations are at ease, free from conflict. A draft? Are we going to have a draft in America? I say yes. I've been saying since the 80s, the mid-80s, that America would have a final major draft once again, like Vietnam. There hasn't been. It was all volunteer army to the present. These young people today, the last thing on their mind is war, fighting, picking up a gun. But they're going to be drafted. This country is going to go to what we termed in World War II, not the Vietnam War, but World War II, a wartime economy. Fewer rights, everybody's being observed and watched. The Japanese were being watched right here northeast of Johnstown was a German camp. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm and who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
To me. Oh, oh, I
The American people aren't ready for another war. We are a nation of ease, of wealth, of prosperity. We have been. We're not ready to send our children and our young men, our middle-aged men, even individuals in their 40s, late 40s and early 50s. We're not ready to send them to war. But the Bible is very clear. People don't want to believe that the Bible is true. They don't want to believe what Christ had to say. Christ said, in the days before his return, in the years before he would return, in the last decade specifically, the whole world, there would be world war, international conflict. The wars would begin like a small fire. Like you start a forest on fire, it begins in one area and then it spreads to the whole forest. This is exactly what Christ was saying would happen in the years before his return, in the final decade. War began in Ukraine. Now it has happened in Israel. It will happen in Europe. There has been conflict in Africa, other nations of the world. American people are not ready for what is coming. But it is coming. We're going to have eventually what was termed a wartime economy in the time of World War II. There was restriction on travel, incarceration of the Japanese, the Germans, enemies. We're going to have this time even fewer rights than we have presently. I have been stating for the last 3 years that we're probably not going to have a 2024 election. And one of the reasons, I didn't know why, but I said could be possibly maybe war. Also another reason, because the constitution of our country would be neutralized, and those who rule this country would just somehow find a way to change the laws which they have. Fuel rationing, food rationing, clothing, restriction of movement of the citizens of the country. America's going to have to start thinking in terms of America going to war once again. These major corporations in this country, Boeing, Martin Marietta, etc., this is what they do. It is a wartime economy. These people that invest in the Grumman airplane manufacturing, weapons manufacturing, these people get wealthy. They're already wealthy, but just a little more. Are there going to be draft dodgers this time? It's going to be very difficult to dodge the draft because you're not going to be able to go to Canada. I lived in Alaska. There was a young friend that I lived with in 1970 in the winter or the fall. He was a draft dodger from Berkeley, California. And he was able to live with some people and just basically clean the house, things like that. He didn't have any income, couldn't have dental work because he was being hunted down by the United States Draft Service. He was going to go to Canada, but he wanted to stay in the country. Those that went to Canada, you won't go to Canada this time. There'll be no draft dodgers going to Canada. Are they going to be able to, these young people, are they going to be able to get student deferments? Probably not. The only ones who will probably get deferments will be those who are connected. The children of the connected. It happened during the time of Vietnam. Children whose parents were involved politically in the government, had money, had ways to send their children to the best colleges, and then to ROTC, guaranteed that they wouldn't see conflict. So Christ said there would be a time of perplexity. No answers, no solutions, conundrums. A time where basically hope has disappeared. Hope is not doesn't exist, so to speak. But again, I say, God is going to use what is coming to wake mankind up so that mankind will realize they cannot depend on the government. They cannot depend on humanity, on their neighbors. The only one they can depend on in the night when they're alone and their thoughts that disturb them about what is happening and what is coming, Christ himself will be there, available to those who will pray and seek him and ask him for help. We're going to have another draft. And it's disturbing to me because I have so many young nieces, nephews, and nieces. Some of the nieces are going to be probably drafted for to become nurses, things of that nature. But I have many nephews and distant relatives, their children, even those that are 30 years old, they're going to be targeted for America's coming wars. So I have to present always what I see in the scripture, because I depend on what Christ has stated is going to happen. He said there would be rumors of wars. There aren't any rumors any longer. There's maybe going to be a war. No, there isn't going to possibly be a war. We are in the midst of battles, conflicts in the Middle East that are not going to subside until Christ's return. Russia is, her industrial base is war-oriented. China's industrial base is also war, a big portion of it, a big percentage is war-oriented. Our economy, we are and have been a machine of weapons. In the book of Joel, Joel said, beat your plowshares and your pruning hooks into weapons for war, into swords, into weapons. In the final decade before Christ returns, all of the, basically, industry in the nations in one way or another will be geared to making weapons for war. We're there. It's not coming. It has arrived. The ship that has been out in the ocean, circling for decades and half of a century since World War II, almost a century, has been circling. Now that ship has landed. No more rumors of wars. We are in the final wars. And not just the wars, but we're in these times of conundrums where what about, the new currency that is coming? The new digital systems then what about everything is going to carbon credits, social credits? Everything has changed. And there was a couple of young friends when I was recording and had a radio ministry in Las Vegas, Nevada. Paul and Phil Collins, they wrote a book, The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship, A Panoptic Age. This was in 2006. And I had them on the program numerous times, probably 6-8 times. And we would always talk about this coming scientific dictatorship, a panoptic age, all seeing, all hearing. This was in 2006. And back then, the technology was such that everywhere you went, especially in Las Vegas, Nevada, cameras everywhere, in the casinos, in the restaurants, on the street, on the boulevard, everywhere. You couldn't dodge cameras. Since that time, now they put, with the cameras on the street, you have listening devices, a panoptic, all-seeing, all-hearing world. So on top of the coming war, you have all these other problems. Then in this country, we have been in a recession for 10 years. They don't want to talk about recession. We're 20 to 22% of, inflation. Probably 15 to 23% inflation. The government knows it. This is why it was just reported that in some areas you want to buy a Big Mac. $18. I remember working for McDonald's in Anchorage, Alaska in 1970. Two McDonald's restaurants. The restaurant that I initially started with made the most profit of any McDonald's restaurant internationally. The guy's name was Bill Pargitter. And then he opened up a second store in another area of the city. And a Big Mac was $1.06. And we people couldn't believe it. That is too much to pay for a burger. But you come back to Greeley, Colorado, where I worked at McDonald's also. Big Mac was 78 cents. Well, the $18 Big Mac, I don't know where they sell that one, but generally, now you go to buy a Big Mac meal, it's about 15 bucks. I haven't had a Big Mac for, oh my gosh, I can't remember when. It's been forever. But back then, the Big Mac, this was one tasty burger. The meat was real. It was the best. It was at that time 100% pure beef. It didn't have soy in it. It didn't have bugs. But now, we don't know what's in the Big Mac. We don't know what's in most of the food. We have to hope and that whatever we're eating is truly what they say it is. But remember, you can't always believe. You can't believe a liar. And we have a lying industry out there that cannot be believed, cannot be trusted. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
We have to admit, everybody wants to rule the world. The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship, you can get that on Amazon. In the Gaza, American military is assisting Israel on locating tunnels. A scientific dictatorship, technocracy. And how are they locating these tunnels? They're using drones with a certain type of technology that can look into the ground down to, I think, some of it from satellite I'd heard years ago could actually see in some parts of the world 50 miles into the Earth's crust. So it shouldn't be hard to find and map these tunnels using drones or whatever technology they're using. The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship, Technocracy, Panoptic Age, technology like the world has never known, which is in the Bible, chapter 13 of Revelation. The time of these two individuals who will put in a satanic system in the United States of America, if you don't worship the coming Antichrist, if you don't take the number of his name or his mark, you can't buy, you can't sell. We're in the last decade. As the campaign to discredit the prophecies of the Bible, to discredit what Christ stated, the apostles in the New Testament stated, what the apostles of Israel stated, people are realizing this is the number one place to go for the truth. Psalm 83, a 3,000-year-old prophecy that has been dormant, that has been, you might say, in suspended animation, waiting for the right time, for the conditions to be right, to be triggered. The day it was triggered, the beginning of Psalm 83, was triggered on October 7th, 2023. It was triggered when Hamas violence, in the Bible, Hamas means violence, attacked the settlements east of the Gaza in southern Israel. I think they were having a friend of mine that was I was talking to. He said that it was the equivalent of the Burning Man here in the United States of America. It was Israel's Burning Man. Could God have had a hand in what took place there because he was so offended that there would be a Burning Man and a cult festivity of this type and nature in southern Israel? As a individual who is in ministry, I say that it isn't odd to me that this type of evil would be punished. God has done it all through the Old Testament, and he's going to do it in the time in which we live. He's doing it. It's not going to happen. It's already happening. But Psalm 83 is awake. The prophecies of Israel attacking Hamas in the Gaza, the conflict in Lebanon, Syria, eventually, very shortly, it's going to go into present-day Jordan, also in the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip again, and east of Jerusalem. 3 weeks ago on the Sunday program, Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, I presented to the audience on Sunday, three-hour program, that also that area right around Jerusalem, there was going to be conflict. It has begun. There's been problems in that area. There's been not protest. There's been actual bombings. Psalm 83 is alive, and at the conclusion of the psalm, Israel is going to be completely victorious in taking out all the enemies, the Islamic enemies that surround Israel and those within the nation also. A second thing that happened, the Hamas attack ended any hope of a two-state solution for the Palestinian people. It ended the possibility of a Palestinian state. That is dead. It is never going to raise from the dead. It is forever a plan by the United Nations and many other countries to have a two nations within a nation. That two-state solution is over. The war, thirdly, this war that was kindled, when it's finished, Israel is going to have secure borders all the way around her nation. Fourthly, when this war is concluded, Israel is going to own the land, present land of Jordan. This will be Israel's territory. Israel will expand its real estate by, I think, almost four times of what the size she is right now. And then she's going to, Israel will occupy Gaza, the whole strip. Israel from the Nile River, eventually, maybe not right now, but right now, from the bottom of Gaza, on the Mediterranean, all the way north, beyond Lebanon, north of Lebanon, to where the land curves back toward Greece. Israel will eventually, that will be her western border. And Israel will eventually, at the time of Christ, when he returns, Israel will have the land from the Nile River all the way northeast to the Euphrates River. That won't happen until after Christ returns. But in the meantime, Israel will own present-day Jordan, all the real estate of present-day Jordan, everything that King Abdullah II rules over will be ruled by Israel. This is what you can look to see if what I'm presenting to you, if I'm accurate in my interpretation. The scriptures, accurate forecasting. Interpretation is the question. Am I interpreting correctly? I believe the Psalm 83 war has come alive. Two-state solution is ended. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
This is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. If you guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people, I want you to take a second today to go to freedompeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm trying to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor,
okay, following at the conclusion of this Psalm 83 war, Then you have another prophecy. I have to repeat this because people that have heard it aren't sure if they want to believe it. And there are others that are listening for the first time. There is a war where Russia and Saul in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. In the prophecy, it tells Russia, you're going to have different countries that are going to come with you to attack Israel in the Middle East. You're coming down for purposes of taking great wealth. And so you prepare the neighbors that are coming with you, all the armies that are going to come with you. You be an advisor to them, a protector for them. And you have go ahead and call them, get them ready, tell them your plans so that you can all come to meet your destiny on the mountains in present-day Jordan. And your destiny is to be destroyed. Five-sixths of the armies will be completely annihilated. And out of the RT News, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, one of the countries that will come with Russia is Turkey. Israel has been openly committing war crimes for exactly 22 days, but Western leaders have not even called for a ceasefire. Turkey is gathering information to present Israel to the world as a war criminal, which Israel is not a war criminal. They are under a mandate by God, a command by God, to take out the terrorists that hate her, and Israel will be successful. And so the military force against Israel gave another warning. From now on, we will continue on our path with the motto that we may suddenly knock on your door one night. A warning to Israel. And after that, Israel cut off the links to the outside world from Gaza. Then yesterday, in the last 36 hours, Russia has basically told Hamas, we are willing and we will most likely send Russian armies, troops, military commanders to the Gaza to help you. So basically what Netanyahu was saying, you gentlemen, or you individuals, you terrorists, you're not getting the war, you're not getting the job done. You are falling behind. You should have been much further in the campaign to destroy Israel, and you haven't been successful. So we're going to come and assist you. We're going to come and help you. We're going to come and assist you because you can't do it on your own. You need Russia's help. Then Iranian President Abraham Raisi, he says Tehran will ignore United States warnings not to interfere or intervene in the Hamas-Israel conflict. Well, I'm going to tell you something. According to the Bible, Iran is not going to interfere. Iran is going to assist, but Iran is not going to send troops in to completely go to war with Israel at this time. That will be at a later date when Russia and Iran come together. But right now, Iran will send a few bullets, a few bombs, and other weapons. And he says that, again, America has stated, stay out. Don't do anything or there will be war with Iran and the United States. There will not be war with Iran and the United States. Presently, the war is with Israel and all of the terrorist groups that surround Israel that are in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, and east of Jerusalem. The Islamic Resistance in Iraq, militia group announced Sunday that it had launched a fresh drone attack on U.S. forces in Syria, which they did. But of course, there's been attacks last week even on the American bases there in Syria. Also in Iraq. Now, Yemen has come out within the last 36 hours and stated that they are now at war with Israel. The little nation of Yemen at war with Israel. They sit on the same latitude as, what is that in Africa? They sit way south and east of Israel, but they've been launching rockets from that area toward Israel, supposedly directed at the American bases in Syria. No, let's don't be deceived. Now, a Gallup poll showed that Biden's approval rating, we got to talk about other damage, has crashed to a historic low of 37%. I don't believe it's 37%. I believe it's much lower than that. I think it's probably 67%. And one thing that Biden has done is Biden has been the individual, well, not really him, but through him, he has been able to basically destroy the economy in the United States of America, had his hand on destroying the Abrahamic Accords with Israel and the Arab nations. He also is hoping to bring about a two-state solution. Won't happen. It's over. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. Naturally Inspired Health Network.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Many of the Gazans that are in North Gaza aren't leaving willingly. Israel has warned them to leave, has given them the opportunity to leave. Hamas has blockaded, made sure that they can't leave, and making it difficult for them to leave. The only ones that are able to leave northern Gaza are the young men, 13 to 17, because they're the future armies of Islam. They'll go into other Islamic nations to continue their training. Many of the women and the other people that decide to stay willingly are under the spell that they're doing this on behalf of Allah and that they will be rewarded and blessed by a merciful God, by a merciful Allah who is all merciful. They are under the spell that they are going to die martyrs, and they are willing to die martyrs. This is why they won't leave northern Gaza. Christ or the prophets in the Old Testament, many of them, stated that God is going to protect many of the women and the children. The men will die on the battlefields, but the women and children, the whole world is screaming. It's about the children. It's about the women. True, they're inflating the numbers. 8,000 casualties in the Gaza, and 50% of the casualties were children. They're inflating the numbers. This is what the Hamas news network does. We have our CNN. Well, you have over there, you have the HNN, Hamas News Network, and its affiliates, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, etc., New York Times. The Hamas News Network and its affiliates. Then, now, another affiliate is in Russia, the TASS and Sputnik, talking about the atrocities. Everybody, the whole world is upset with Israel because Israel is genociding the Gazan people. No, they're not. They are not. They have been warning. Their strikes are targeted as precisely as possible, so there are few civilian casualties. But war is war. And when these people refuse to leave because they're under a spell, then what is Israel to do? And the campaign, the second stage, the campaign, the ground war, is very effective. Israel is doing something that is unbelievable. It's breaking rules of modern warfare. And the rules of modern warfare are that Israel is winning these battles. And, I mean, they are so successful that the world is shocked. America is shocked. Our military defense department is totally appalled that Israel is doing such a wonderful job in clearing out these terrorists. And the United States wants to have a hand in everything taking place because the United States wants to control the outcome. God says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said no through the prophets of Amos, Zephaniah, the musicians that played the instruments for King David, these men said, no, God is not going to allow America, the European military command, NATO, the humanitarian organizations, whatever they may be, the World Health Organization, they're not going to interfere with the objectives of Israel at this time. Israel there's a campaign taking place that is breaking the rules of modern warfare. And Israel is the nation that's with its own army that is breaking all these rules. And Russia realizes they're going to have to get involved. Otherwise, there aren't going to be any terrorists surrounding Israel to control Israel, because Israel is doing what she's supposed to do, protect herself from enemies, foreign and domestic. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. Let's visit tomorrow, see what transpires overnight, and then we'll talk about the rest of the story.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.